This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
I don't expect us to be big spenders in free agency or anything like that. We still have to manage this cap because we're not going to try and set this thing up to go into a year where we got to strip it all down while we got number 17. We want to give him every chance, every single year, to see if that team can contend for a title.
Bills GM Brandon Bean. The cap is a goofy thing, but I'm ready to say that that is not the energy the Bills should have right now. We never want to get to a year where we have to strip it down. You might never have to do that. I want to read you something from Brett Coleman of NFL writer, the Bootleg Podcast. He does great work for the Film Room on YouTube, Bootleg Football, Underdog Fantasy. On the Eagles, there's a lot about the Eagles model, right? Yeah. Get there with four. The Eagles, by the way, have three free agents. The top three free agents that are hitting the market defensively. The top three are Eagles players. It's wild.
Josh Sweat, Milton Williams,
and Zach Bond.
Zach Bond, yeah. The linebacker.
CBS Sports has saw a ranking of the top 25 defensive free agents. I want the Bills to sign six of these players. And three were Eagles. Anyway, yeah. Brett Coleman writes this about the Eagles and their cap. And I'm not trying to get too weighed down here on salary cap stuff, but I think that the Bills need to ditch this idea that they're going to get into trouble if they sign too many players. And it might require ownership to pay more money and give more money right away. Here's what Brett Coleman wrote about the Eagles. Because he pointed out, first off, like this is a little bit of the business side of the NFL. So give me a minute on this, and if you want to give a call, that'd be great. Just a general point. We mentioned yesterday that the salary cap is likely to explode again because streaming numbers are about to start to be counted. If you watch it on a stream, it will now be counted in a way that it has not been before. And all these new revenue streams are coming in as well. And Netflix might get in on the bidding. 2029, the league can opt out of its broadcast deals and get brand new ones. And what will happen? They will get unbelievable amounts of money. And Coleman's point is that GMs should plan for this. And especially, is where I'll add, GMs that feel safe should do this, that feel like they're stable with a quarterback and with a coach. Coleman wrote, if I'm a GM next year, maybe even this year, I can sign outrageously backloaded deals with a ton of funny money that slams home in 2030 and not even care about the math. And then he wrote about the Eagles and said, if I did my math right, the Eagles have about $216 million of dead cap from void years that hits in 2029, and that is from four contracts. Mm-hmm. Four contracts. That's Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Mailata, and Landon Dickerson. Those four deals, the Eagles will have $216 million in dead cap all at once in 2029. And another $53 million in dead cap from A.J. Brown in 2030. So you're up to $269 million in dead cap on five contracts. And he says, basically, what the Eagles are probably planning to do is the cap will go up by then, what, $100 million more?
Yeah.
That if you are forecasting, you're Bean, you're the Bills, you need your owner to do this. You need your owner to pay the money because it all has to go into escrow, right? If you're going to sign a contract for a guy for crazy money. Anyway, as Coleman's doing this, Joe, this is him laying out how they are going to get Myles Garrett.
The Eagles are going to get Myles Garrett.
Says Jeffrey Lurie sold 8% of the team a couple months ago to get $650 million in cash. Did the Bills just do that?
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Sold this, a part of the team. Just here's a check for more money. Says other revenues come in, $700 to $800 million that just come in from team revenue and league revenue share. He writes, that's more than enough liquid to get Myles Garrett on a league minimum salary and just pay him in option bonuses to keep cap hits low until the heat death of the universe. Basically, yeah. Buy a championship is kind of... I saw some accusing the Eagles of that. The Eagles have two top 10 receiver salaries, a top 5 quarterback salary, top 5 running back salary, top 5 tight end salary, expensive offensive line. If they bring back all these free agents on defense, if they want to, these top 3 guys, just backload those deals. It's guaranteed money for these players.
Yep.
The Bills should not be operating like they are on some tight budget. They are one of the teams over the cap right now. But again, the cap exists where just extend everybody and put the money in 2030.
Right. Well, because they have led the league in past years. Was it 2 years ago? And maybe even there was another year where they were number one in the league in like cash spent. But this year, I think they were like sixth or seventh. And while you were talking there, I just went through, looked at SpotTrack has like a multi-year tracker. So you can look at how much cash each, not cap, how much cash is each team spending year to year to year all the way through 2030. And you do see the Eagles jump out. Like 2028, for instance, how much cash are they on the hook for right now
in
that they're going to spend?
In 2028.
The Eagles are going to spend $127 million in 2028 already.
So that the thing about that is it's key. That money is already out of the owner's pocket.
Right.
The checks have been written.
Right. The Bills in 2028, it's $54 million. So it's less than half.
And how much of that is Josh?
And Josh might be like all of it. I could actually tell you in a moment here. But like there are only a couple of teams. Is there only two others that are due, like in terms of that number? Like who's got money backloaded a lot, like years down the road? The other two teams that I'm seeing that have huge numbers like that is Dallas and Detroit. Those two teams, same thing. Like they've got a ton of money,
yeah,
that they cash that they are on the hook for in those years. And the Bills are not really. Maybe their deals are just not designed the same way. I mean, you compare Allen and Hurts, for instance, and yeah, like Hurts never has. This is the same thing with a Garrett. If he never got a thing, Hurts never has a base salary more than $1.5 million in his whole contract. That's his highest base salary, is 1.4 in 2028. And everything else is like signing bonuses and then those void years at the end. Allen, like this year, what's his salary? $14 million. What's it next year? $22 million, $14 million, $10 million. And it's been big salary numbers before. So whatever it is, like the way the Bills are designing contracts, at least Allen's contract is far different. Far different than what the Eagles have done.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And if they're buying a championship and there's a way to do that, then everybody should be doing that. Everybody that, well, what do you need then? You need an owner that's ready to pay money up front like that. And because the Bills just sold 10%, maybe you might think that they're more willing and able to do that. Versus, like, I would never expect the Raiders to be a team that would do that.
Right.
Or the Bengals, you know, but the Raiders especially. Like, those are just teams and owners I don't expect to have the liquid capital up front ready to do what, like, the Eagles have done.
Well, the thing about who would do it, you might not be an owner that loves to do it all the time. When you are on the doorstep of the Super Bowl, it's time to do it. Do you really want to win it?
Right.
This is where ownership commitment comes in. And I don't think that the owners have been cheap by any stretch, but it's just...
No, like I said, they've led the league in
yes,
cash spending.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This just comes down to more. You're on the doorstep. How do you want? Do you want to put together the best team ever, or do you want to put together, you know, a chemistry experiment? He's 29 years old, third oldest quarterback in the AFC. Granted, there will be older ones when, like, Rodgers and Russell Wilson land in their spots, or whoever goes wherever.
If they do, it's possible that he's the third oldest by week one.
It is possible. But the larger point is that quote from Bean. Like, I don't. Next time we talk to him, I don't want to hear that again. I'm not going to get into a spot where I got to tear it down. What if it got you a Super Bowl? Thanks for doing it. The job is not avoiding a teardown. The job is building something great as best you can. And I do want to say you should pull out all the stops. You should cut the brakes. It should be everything you can do. If the owner's willing to commit this way and the GM's just, you know, don't spend the money on bad signings. But if you can add three huge pieces to your defense or whatever it is, just you should be swimming in those waters. The Eagles are swimming in those waters. They made two Super Bowls in the last 4 years. They have a Super Bowl win. And, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be a dynasty, but they have the best roster in football. And part of the reason they're able to do it is because the way that they do their contracts. And betting that dead cap money in the future just won't be that big of a problem. And that's probably a good bet. Yeah. So I'm kind of obsessed with this idea right now. And I don't want to hear about being responsible at this spot. I understand the Bills are already in a spot where they have to still do more work to get under the cap.
Yeah.
The teams that are over the cap, it's not exactly a good group to be a part of. It's the Bills, the Browns, the Saints, and the Falcons. And those other three teams are not thought of as cagey, smart teams with money.
Well, and the other difference there is, like, this is only one of the levers the Bills have to pull. This is why I think they're seen as having more flexibility than those teams. What's one big piece of your flexibility? You're sure your quarterback's going to be around for a long time. You know you're going forward with the same quarterback. So what can you do? I can throw his money down the road. If you're the Browns, I don't want to do that. I'm not throwing Deshaun Watson money down the road so that I have to keep him longer. If I'm the Saints, I'm not pulling a lever to restructure Derek Carr's contract because that means Derek Carr's probably got to be in New Orleans longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm trying to move on from guys quicker, Atlanta, same thing. You're not doing that with Kirk Cousins. So when you have the franchise quarterback, I think that is a little bit easier. There would be a this would be a question maybe for like Mike Genetti too, or another cap guy. I don't know, like what is the consequence of what the Eagles have done with Hurts? Like when that contract gets to that point, when he's 30 years old,
yep.
And it's 2028, 2029, and he's got that massive number and all those void years after. Like what can they then do? Like do they have a harder time like extending him or restructuring? Like is there a consequence to what they've done versus what the Bills have done? Because I wonder if the Eagles might say, if it's tough for us to keep Jalen Hurts when he's 31 years old, like that's the cost of doing business. Whereas a team like the Bills or the Chiefs would never in their right mind do that.
Right. Dead cap. I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but isn't dead cap effectively like luxury tax?
Sure. Yeah.
Because
okay. Yeah.
If
luxury tax, like NBA, baseball, you go over the salary cap. You just have to spend.
Right.
And you have to give the like 50% more.
Is that not what the NFL really does here? The Eagles can have this incredible roster. You're asking, like, Hurts is going to get that money. When there's a $53 million dead cap hit, you're not paying that money. You've already paid it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now it goes on your books.
Right.
So, all right. Let's play the game. If the salary cap right now is 280, if you could know, this is what Brett Coleman is kind of getting into, and apologies if this is a little too in the weeds on the money side of it, but I'm trying to set the table for, forget it. Go get everybody. Go sign the Monstars. If I told you, listen, the Bills are going to trade for Garrett and sign him, and the dead cap hit on this is going to be $70 million in 2030. Wow, that's terrible. But the cap will be $550. Oh, okay. That's
right.
Not that bad anymore. I'm still going to have draft picks. I'm always going to have draft picks providing me free, well, not free, but very cheap labor. So you can't get me to worry about the cap in 2030. And I can't imagine that Brandon Bean should ever worry about the cap in 2030. It is 2025. If we get to 2029 and 2030 and you have not made a Super Bowl, but you are able to say we never had to strip it down, congratulations. Hang the banner.
Yeah.
That's not what this should be about. You are doorstep. He says we're going to keep, you know, trying to kick down the door. Okay. Go buy the most expensive boots. Lots of pairs of them. Get friends. Smash through the door. Financially, a commitment to do it. And going all the way in. Void years, everything. Get stupid with it. Oh, wow. Guys, I'm telling you, in 2030, I don't know if the Bills can field the roster. All right. Let's see it. 803-0550.
To wrap on this real quick, the one thing I was wondering while you were just talking is, does it have to be that it's going to grow forever? Like, is there a lid? Like, it doesn't seem to be right now, but this is why they're trying international expansion and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to find more economic growth in other places. What's the lid on it? But I kind of want to trust, like Brett Coleman broke this down, right? Who's the guy that might know? It's the Eagles owner because he comes from that area, right? Like TV contracts, yep, and whatnot. So the guy that maybe would be an expert on this, like he's acting as though he thinks there is no lid.
Even if there is a lid, let's say it got to $500 million and just steadied from there. Okay. Like what's going to happen?
Right.
Josh Allen in his age 34 season might go 7-10. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Josh Allen would sign up for that. Everything it takes, everything you've got. We'll get a break in 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Sorry for the numbers heavy stuff, but I think it's about how much the Bills have to go now. It's go, go, go. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.